Hi, and welcome to BSing Insurance. My name is Stephanie.
And I'm Brian.
And we are here to talk to you everything about the insurance industry.
We're BSing some insurance.
Today, we're talking about finding your niche.
What's a niche?
A niche is your specialty, what you do well or what you find interesting.
So how does that relate to insurance? Like, do we start with like what license you decide to get first and move from there?
Well, I think that most agents will narrow down their license, but I think a lot of like agents get into these businesses thinking they're going to be in one niche and then they go for another. So for example, we had agents that think they're going to be huge Medicare producers and they're better life insurance producers or they're better ACA producers.
Yes. And interesting about that because I think that our agency, like as you in particular, because of your background, you concentrate a lot on Medicare. So we sell it kind of heavy, like when we're bringing on a new agent.
Yes. So
that type of experience. And once people start working it, they realize that there's other options out there that they might even like better.
Yes, exactly. Well, and I know my niche is Medicare. And I know how to train in the other areas, and I know about the other areas of insurance because I've had to sell it over the years. But I know that my best talent is with Medicare, hands down. Hands down. I could do it in my sleep.
Yeah.
Can't do an annuity or an IUL in my sleep. With my eyes open, I could, but not in my sleep.
What about like daydreaming? If you're daydreaming, could you do an annuity or?
Yeah, like half of one.
Daydreaming and annuity.
As long as it's basic. Yeah. nothing too complicated, right?
Why is there drool all over the application? It's really weird.
Luckily, they're all e-apps now most of the time.
Why is it all over the keyboard? That's even worse.
So that's a really big thing. We bring these things up in our podcast because we're hoping that agents that are newer or maybe trying to find a new track for themselves are listening to our podcast, right? And maybe they just need to hear this, that you don't have to be good at everything. You don't have to sell everything. A lot of agencies out there want you to sell everything, though.
Well, I mean, we try to get our people contracted with at least a few carriers on every product.
Yes.
Because you want to have that tool in a toolbox.
Yes.
But you also want to know what your specialty is going to be.
Exactly. Exactly. I know when I was a newer agent, the agency I was with, they just really cared about annuity production. That's what they cared about. And I'm like, just let me go sell a Medicare supplement to somebody. I can go sell a Medicare supplement. I can go sell against any Medicare supplement company and go change the plans around if it was in the best interest of the client all day long. I had no wants to go sell annuities, but that's all you heard about. Annuities, annuities, annuities. I'd sell 100 times more Medicare than a lot of the annuity producers.
Why do you think they only cared about annuities?
Big paychecks.
Dollar bills, right? I mean, there is a lot of money in it. So for some people, that's the motivator to find the niche, right? Like
For me, that's not the case, but yes.
Right. Well, I mean, let's say like somebody like you, who you like the Medicare side of things and you're most comfortable there, but you come across somebody with an annuity, right? Mm-hmm. I think one of the things that you've been good at, and it's kind of important for everybody, is to know what you don't know. Right. Or that you don't know everything.
Be able to pivot.
Right. And be able to bring on other people. Or if you're not going to be comfortable with these things, maybe you have a referral partner.
Yes.
That is the annuity expert, or you can get the referral fee, or you can split the commissions. You know when you need to bring somebody else on because you're outside of your specialty.
Yes. Outside of your comfort level. Right. It's better to get half or a quarter of something than nothing.
Yes, exactly. A bird in a hand is worth two in the bush, right? That's what they say.
Sure.
Yeah, it's an old hunting term. It's
old hunting terms. Yeah. Okay. Anyways, really, really, really know that you don't have to be good at everything. And you really, it's going to take you that year to find your niche.
Well, what do you think the best way to find is? Like, do we just start with, obviously, you know, you get the health and life license, so you have a lot of options there.
Too many options sometimes, I think, for some agents. It's overwhelming. They don't know which way to go.
Right.
I just got off the phone with one of our agents today. I didn't even tell you about the conversation with him in the car. But he's like, so, like, where do I focus? That's literally his question, because we've given him ACA contracts. We've given him life contracts. We've given him everything in between, auxiliary plans, dental, vision, annuities. And he's like, I don't know what to say.
Right.
Like, what do I do?
Especially when you're new, resources are limited, right? Like,
it's very limited.
You know, how much money do you want to put into advertising? How much time do you have to get out there and market mm-hmm. yourself in the community? You know, you can't be in two places at once, or so you're going to go to the senior center, or you're going to go knock on business doors, right?
Yes. Like,
there's so many different options.
Yes.
Which one do you want to do?
Yep.
Well, you know, the first thing, I think when he came to you, he did the right thing, you know, kind of what direction can you offer me here,
yep.
right? How do I get the ball rolling? But you look at that from like your perspective, right? So you have a bit of a jaded, and we all do, we have a little bit of a jaded view on which way is the best way to go. And because it's worked in the past, right? It was your success story.
Yeah.
So you know,
and I know
that,
that's not best for everybody.
Well, exactly. You know it works well because mm-hmm. you've done it. But for some other people, it might not necessarily work well. Right. You know, you look at people selling like guaranteed issue life products over the phone, like they are making lots, or at least bringing in lots of revenue selling guaranteed issue life products yeah. over the phone.
Yeah.
So it's working for them. At least it looks like it's working on paper. But for us, we know that, you know, from our perspectives or from our experiences, not the best way for us. So that's not yes. what we point to agents to.
But we open them up to those are options.
Right. We know enough to know that those options are available and how to get you set up into that. Right.
Yeah.
So if somebody comes to us and says, hey, this is, you know, I just want to do this. Okay. No problem. Here's your contracts. Here's your dialer, you know, get to work.
Yeah.
And they can do it.
I'm not going to be the best trainer for that though.
Right. And we know that as a limitation for us.
Yes.
So, we've turned down agents who said, all I want to do is work from a telephone. Like
well, they wanted more call center, live lead transfers, things like that.
And yes. And for us, that's not our niche, right?
Shocker. I know. We actually turn down agents.
Yep. So, but you know, we can give them a referral. Hey, this agency does kind of what you want to do.
Yep.
I know, you know, we're familiar with their owners. They're under the same upline as us. So I feel comfortable sending somebody like
yep.
that wants to do that over to one of those agencies.
Yep. Normally, once I talk to an agent about something like that, though, I pretty much talk them out of it until, like, once I talk to them and tell them the reasons why we do what we do, they're like, oh, yeah, that makes
what
sense.
What do you mean leads are expensive?
What do you mean I need to put on clothes and maybe leave the house?
How much does it cost to keep a phone ringing 24 hours a day? A lot of money.
Good times. But really find your niche, and it takes time, and it takes, you know, you might go out and you might just not be able to pitch what you're pitching, right? You got to believe in the products that you're selling. I learned that years ago, right? So if I don't believe in dental insurance, I'm not going to sell dental insurance. If I think dental insurance is a scam, a lot of people do, they won't sell it. You know, same thing with Medicare supplement versus Medicare Advantage. Some people just don't believe in Medicare Advantage, or vice versa. They don't believe in supplements. They're not going to sell what they don't believe in, right? So if you're having a hard time pitching what you're selling, then maybe you need to pivot into another product line.
Right. Well, and that's the thing, is like, it is easier to sell something that you believe in.
You have right? to believe in order to sell
definitely,
it.
You have to. But you go into the business, going back to the niche part of it, like you go into the business thinking, I'm going to sell a bunch of Medicare Advantage. I'm going to sit behind my computer and this phone's going to ring off the hook, and I'm just going to make hundreds and hundreds of dollars a day answering people's questions for Medicare. And, you know, they're calling in thinking they're getting a food car. I'm changing their Medicare plan. It's going to be great. Don't do that.
There are agents that are doing that.
But when
the
you actually
doesn't stick.
When you actually get into the business, you're like, hey, I kind of like getting out of the house. I kind of like getting out of the office. I kind of like being in a community. Maybe I'm better off, you know, setting up a table someplace. Mm-hmm. Maybe Medicare is not my thing at all. You know, I sat at this table and now I'm doing under 65 marketplace stuff.
Yeah.
Now I'm doing, you know, life insurance because I got out there. I tried this new thing. I realized I like it more.
Yeah. Yeah.
It, It may not necessarily be easier. Yep. Maybe it is easier, but it's something that you connect with.
Yep. And I've told this story before, but I have an agent that came to us over a year ago now, but she was with an upline that just wanted her to sell annuities. So they were door knocking for annuities. Girl had no idea about annuities. She didn't have interest in annuities. She ends up finding me, coming here, and her first sale was $1 million life insurance policy.
Well, you'll figure out an annuity when you go to sell it the first time.
But
that's how you want to deal with other people's
money. How they lost her, yeah, is because they were not focusing on her niche, right?
Right. So, and she didn't know enough to know that she should say, hey, I don't want to do this. I'm going to go work with somebody else, or put me with somebody else who's doing what I want to do.
There's a vehicle for everything you want to do. So if you're sitting here and you are selling life insurance only, and you're just saying, I can't, you know, you might do 1,000 times better in the health side. You might. Or you might do 1,000 times better in the investment side. Mm-hmm. Right? So be aware that it is okay to change and pivot in this business. There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, and that's the thing, is part of the business changes all the time, right? Like, we just had some changes in the Medicare rules. We have some changes in the annuity space that just came in. So if you were doing things right in the annuity space, those new changes shouldn't bite you in the butt too hard. But if you were doing things wrong, like, you might need to pivot and go do something else.
And I always think that change is great. I love change. I hope there's a ton of disruption this year. Not for the clients, but for us agents. I hope there's disruption because there's opportunity, right? So if you do go and pivot, let's say, you know, you've been selling X product and you go to Y product, you have a whole book of business that you've sold to that you can now go pitch your new product to. That's smart thinking. Yep. That's pivoting, and that's business moves. So don't be afraid to move, because when you open a new door, there's always a new opportunity.
Yeah.
Right? So.
So finding a niche by exploring.
Exploring,
right? Finding the niche by talking to the people who are doing it right now, figuring out what it is that, you know, they.
My iPhone just went off. My Apple Watch just went off. But yes,
you didn't
continue.
Get your steps in for the day,
did
you?
I did not get my steps in for the day.
Right. So finding a niche by talking to people who are doing it, seeing what is working for them, what they like, what you think you're going to like,
yes,
you know, taking your own life experiences and the things that you've done in the past and what you've succeeded at, mm-hmm, and turning that into success in this business, right? Like, for me, I sold tractors back in the day, right? So talking to people about tractors, I was pretty good at it, right? Because I kind of like tractors. I knew about tractors. So if I had to talk to somebody about it, it was pretty easy to explain the features and the benefits, and then they went and just bought the cheapest one because it was Sears. It's just what people did.
They still do that in the business and insurance world half the time too. They usually go for the cheapest one.
Exactly. But I like that. I like the talking to people about it. And you know, that's one of the ways that I realized that sitting behind a desk and answering a telephone sale all day isn't going to be for me. Mm-mm. It's better to see people face to face. At least I have an opportunity to put something in front of them and say, hey, this is why this one's better. It's got a cast iron axle and the other one's a solid steel. You know, it's just stronger. You can push more dirt with this one or whatever, you know. Same thing with the Medicare space, right? If you have them on the phone, assuming you do your scope of appointment right, like, you know, you might just find yourself caught up into only one particular thing. Whereas, mm-hmm, if they're face to face, you have all these books that you can just put out in front of you. And then it's an easy transition to, hey, this is this book too.
Yep. So. Go beyond your comfort level just a little bit sometimes. It's okay. And you will maybe find some huge success behind it.
Right.
Possibly. So we wanted to bring up these conversations because I always tell agents that come and talk to me who might be looking for a new home that I would love just to talk to you for 20, 30 minutes and just see where your goals are and where your goals align and if they align with us. We are not the right fit for everybody, and you might not be in the right fit agency. It's okay to make some changes if you have to, if they are not finding your niche for you, right? So big part of this whole podcast is to educate you guys and to bring up conversations that you know you need to have or you want to have, but you don't have a person to have it with, right? So if you ever want to have these kind of conversations, if you're thinking about finding a new home, our information is in our podcast. We would love to talk to you. Have an open and honest communication, open and honest conversation. As Brian says, secrets don't make friends.
Secrets don't make friends.
And for those agency owners, guys, do things right. Keep your agents happy. Keep your agents involved. And don't be afraid to try new things. Heck, we had an agent text me today asking for a new company. I've never even heard of them before. But guess what I did? I asked for onboarding and contracting for the agency because you know what? That agent found something I didn't know, wants the product, and we're going to get it. That's what we do because we're growing.
Hopefully they sell it.
But you got to have that type of upline. You got to have that type of support. And you've got to have these open, honest conversations. So start within yourself. Reflect on everything we've just said today. And if you guys have any questions, we would love for you guys to put them in the comment section. Email us.
Let us know your niche, right?
Yes.
What do you like to sell? You know, just put it in the comments.
Yes. And we're looking for other agency owners and agents that want to come on the podcast as well. We would love to have you. And we would love to just build this community.
Exactly.
Make sure you hit that follow and that you're subscribing to us, whatever platform you are on.
Thumbs up.
And we hope we brought you guys some value today.
admin@sbginsurancegroup.com is our email address. BSing Insurance, the podcast.
And we're on Facebook. We're on TikTok at SBG Insurance. We're all over the place.
Some of our videos, as you guys see, our podcasts are short. Like this one's going to be a little bit shorter. And then some of them are 30, 40 minutes. So
this is a short and simple. Let's talk. Yep. Give me a call. We'll talk to you guys later.
Call her, not me. I don't know. You can call me.
Bye. Bye, guys.